This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Pleasant Valley Elementary School here in Peters Township. The WJPA Sports Network takes the lid off our coverage of the WPIL softball and baseball playoffs, starting with this upcoming 5A girls matchup between the 10th-seeded Trinity Hillers and the number 7 South Fayette Lions. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with network crew, floor director Jason Tennant, videographer Brett Gambita, and studio producer Jacob Knisner. Both teams finished section play tied for second in their leagues. Trinity with number 13 Baldwin, one game back of 6th seed and defending PIAA champion Thomas Jefferson. South Fayette tied with number 9 Chartiers Valley, two games back of the 3 seed West Allegheny. Trinity is 11-9, closing with just 3 wins in its final 7 games, that following a season-long 5-game win streak. South Fayette is 13-6, the Lions winners of 5 of their last 7. They won 7 straight this year earlier after dropping their first 2 games of the year. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the new bullpen on Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella, home of the area's best smash burgers, and so much more. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bell Print & Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. We'll look at the entire 5A softball bracket and take a look at the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all our spring athletes. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 8th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1982 Ringgold Rams football and the 1987-88 Waynesburg University basketball teams of yesteryear, as well as a number of special honorees. Log on now to get your tickets and join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
And welcome back to Pleasant Valley Elementary as the rain starts to fall, and hopefully it stays light or stops, actually would be preferable, but here's the thing. It's going to get a lot harder before it gets out of here, not necessarily today, but the next several days do not look good whatsoever. And, of course, tomorrow's WPIL playoff schedule has about as many games as you could have in one day, including 16, count them, 16 of the 26 Washington and Greene County teams all set to play tomorrow. And, of course, there are a handful of first-round byes, so it's even a higher percentage of those who have to play in the first round who are going to play tomorrow, weather permitting. Here in the 5A softball bracket, we have the 7-10 matchup, South Fayette and Trinity, here at Peters Township's Pleasant Valley Elementary. The winner of this game will play the winner of the 2-15 matchup, Shaler and Connellsville. They are underway at Plum. Staying on the right side of the bracket, the 3-seed West Allegheny and number 14 Greater Latrobe playing tonight at Plum. Meanwhile, 6-11 matchup has Thomas Jefferson and Armstrong. They play at 5 o'clock at Plum. Everything on the right side of the bracket, with the exception of our game, playing at Plum today. Left side of the bracket, the 1-seed is Penn Trafford taking on number 16 Moon, 3 o'clock start at West Mifflin. The winner there will play the 8-9 winner, Plum and Chartiers Valley. They play at 5 o'clock at West Mifflin. The 4-13 and 5-12 games are both at North Allegheny. 4-13 matchup has North Hills and Baldwin. They started at 3 at NA. And number 5 Franklin Regional, number 12 Fox Chapel, due to get started around 5 o'clock at North Allegheny. Of all those Washington Greene County teams, we have only two playing today. Trinity in this softball matchup, and coming up at 5 o'clock at West Mifflin is the McGuffey baseball team taking on Shadyside Academy. That is the 16-17 matchup, where the team that loses sees their season end, and the team that wins gets to play the 1-seed tomorrow with absolutely no rest whatsoever. Of course, that could well change with the pending weather that we are expecting. That action for tomorrow that we mentioned, a couple of games here on WJPA AM. That is, we will have Bentworth softball against South Allegheny at 3, McGuffey softball against Ligonier Valley at 5, both of those games at West Mifflin, and on air and audio online only. We did not get the assignment to produce the video for those two matchups. But we will also have, check this out now, Charleroi Borough baseball at 3, California Riverview baseball at 4:30, and Avella Western Beaver baseball at 3 o'clock tomorrow. All of that audio available online and video at NFHS. And then the Green Sports guys with a whole handful, all five of their seven teams, the five that don't have byes, are all playing tomorrow. Waynesburg Riverside baseball at 5. Waynesburg Riverside softball at 5. Jeff Morgan, Greensburg Central Catholic softball, that's at 3. And then on the baseball side, Waynesburg Freeport at 5:30. Jeff Morgan Winchester Thurston starts the Green Day at 2 o'clock. And a 5:30 matchup has Carmichael's and Union at 5:30. See what the plan is going to be here. I'm not sure why that is. Well, it could be that speaker is buried behind people over there, and that could be why that's a little low. We'll hear game action a whole lot better. Let's run down the starting lineups here, which is what those of you on this watching on video are going to get as well. Trinity, the visiting team, 11-9 on the year. They'll lead off their center fielder, Allie Krenzelak, followed by the pitcher, Maddie Ray, and shortstop, Hannah Sahosky. Batting fourth and playing first base is Gabby Humphreys, followed by the third baseman Nina Christie and the catcher Alexa Zawacki. Batting seventh and playing left is Riley Venick, right fielder Emma Starr in the eighth spot, and batting ninth, the designated player Jonna Hartley. The flex player will be the second baseman Charlotte Hinkler. For Sean Gray, and our congratulations, long been a fan of a young lady that played for Trinity, went on to play at Pitt, and Sean Gray can put away his Daddy of the Bride outfit and back to a full-time softball coach for the Trinity Healers. Congratulations to Olivia Gray and to Lucas, those two married back at the beginning of the month, and our best wishes to them as they begin their life together. Olivia's worked a number of games with us as well over the years. For South Fayette and head coach Olette Stasko, 13-6 mark. Center fielder Cam Valentino leads off, followed by the left fielder Brenna Dunn and the catcher Maddie Cavanaugh. Batting fourth is Evie Vuono, followed by the designated player McKenna Galish and the shortstop Emma Smith. Batting seventh and playing first is Addy Vieira, followed by the right fielder Julia Munkittrick and the second baseman Liv Banacki. The flex player is the pitcher Emma Early. Shannon Hawk will be on the balls and strikes. Tom Corpio on the first baseline, and Jacob Davey, hard to believe, the young man that interned at the Pony World Series just a couple of years ago, is umpiring at this level already. We saw Jacob at a game at Bentworth a couple of weeks ago, handling the home plate. Did a nice job that day, and our best wishes and congratulations to Jacob Davey, working WPIL playoff action here this afternoon. Game of the broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. WPIL 5A Softball Championships about to get underway. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The new bullpen invites you to enjoy the best smash burgers in the area, including the Bronco, Shroom Swiss, and the Carnivore. The bullpen also features sandwiches and wraps, salads, pizza, and kids' meals. Always a great entertainment venue for the Avella, Burgettstown, and Fort Cherry areas, the new bullpen is home to live bands, karaoke, and DJ nights. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Facebook page. The Bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Elementary, all turf surface here above the elementary school. We do have temporary fencing that is erected here. The other thing, a couple of oddities, there are open gates at several locations, including where that view is coming. Brett Gombrita right there in the line of foul ball fire, though you have a first baseman and also have a first base coach who ought to at least keep you relatively safe there, Brett, but you are definitely in the line of fire. The other interesting thing about playing here is the football uprights that are 27.5 feet outside the foul line on the third base side. This year, the uprights are turned backwards at least, so that the overwhelming majority is even further away, but there is that padded upright post that is in play. A fly ball that hits that, it's a dead ball, it's a foul ball. A throw that hits off of those, that is in play. That is the Federation ruling that is an infield structure, and it is in play. Emma Early in the circle, Maddie Cavanaugh behind the plate, Addy Vieira at first, Liv Banacki at second, Emma Smith at short, and E.B. Vuono at third. Brenna Dunn, Cam Valentino, and Julie Munkittrick is in right field. Allie Krenzlak, the center fielder, to lead off for Trinity, takes the first pitch low for a ball, and we are underway. 2025 WPIL softball 5A playoffs. Early winds and deals, swing and a miss on a pitch just below the waist over the heart of the plate. Hillers skidding down the stretch here, and the reason they didn't share the section championship, really, they can look back to the 5-3 loss to Connellsville. Ball popped in the air, foul territory. Third baseman Buono gets over and makes the grab just before banging into the fence. The foul out at third opens the ball game. And you see the ball just into the glove and the glove into the fence. And a good job there by Buono to get that play made. We'll bring up the pitcher, Maddie Ray, for Trinity. Hillers, after losing to Connellsville, beat Bethel Park and Baldwin, Baldwin to finish section play, but losses to Southmoreland and in the classification, 7-4 loss to Churchill's Valley, and just 2-3 down the stretch for the Hillers. Pitch in for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Ray went for a little bit of a walk there just to gather her thoughts. Early's pitch, one hops to the catcher, Cavanaugh. Two balls, one strike. Matty Ray has some pop, three home runs on the season. Ball popped up, home plate area, drifting back. Cavanaugh, she'll run out of room. And now the count even up at 2-2. And I apologize, we did not receive stat information from South Fayette. Two balls, two strikes. Early's pitch to Ray. Ground ball sharply to the shortstop. Mishandled, picked it up, threw in time. I'll tell you how hard that ball was hit. Emma Smith had it hit off her glove. And she was able to pick it up again and still by a step able to beat Maddie Ray to the bag with the throw. Two out now. Hannah Sahosky, the shortstop, will bat. Sahosky, 450-plus batting average and four round trippers. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. A highly honored statewide player, first team all section 22 and 24, all state 23 and 24. Little flare toward the second baseman, ball in the air, now in the glove, handled by Banacki, and the side is retired. Trinity goes in order in the top of the first. We played half an inning. Trinity nothing. South Fayette coming to bat on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Bottom of the first inning. Let's set the Trinity defense for you. Maddie Ray's in the circle. Alexa Zawacki catching. Gabby Humphreys at first. Charlotte Hinkler at second. Nina Christie at third. And Hannah Sahosky at short. Riley Vienick will patrol the area directly in front of us here and left. Allie Krenzlak in center, and Emma Stark is the right fielder for Trinity. Cam Valentino, the center fielder, will lead off for South Fayette. Lions come into the game 13-6. They finished 7-3 in section play. They won three of their last four and five of their last seven ball games. The losses to West Allegheny and to Avonworth. West Allegheny lost in section. Bunt shown, pitch taken for a called strike. West A won the Section 3 championship with a 9-1 record. South Fayette and Churches Valley tied at 7-3 for second, and Moon finished fourth and in the field at 4-6. Ball slapped foul. That gets on the adjacent field here at Pleasant Valley Elementary. No balls and two strikes. The count on Cam Valentino, center fielder leading off. A little walk there for Maddie Ray to the head of the circle. Now steps on the rubber and deals. 0-2. Check swing, went around. Strikeout to open the ball game. Valentino just kind of waved at that pitch that was never over the plate, other batter's box. But those slap hitters, they get that bat started early as they want to get out of there. Sometimes you're just out of time to try to measure that. Brenna Dunn stands in, also left-handed hitter, left fielder, takes the first pitch low for a ball. You on the video feed see Trinity Athletic Director Ricky Rich there in the backstop. Ball slap foul off the protective screen in front of the Lions' third base dugout. Folks all gathered here in the outfield to watch for the most part. There are some along the first base, right field fence, security perimeter fence. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to second, handled by Hinkler. Throw to first in plenty of time. Two out. Pulled that ball, rolled over on it. Just a two-hopper right at second baseman Hinkler. Didn't really have to move until it was time to set her feet and throw. Two down. Now the catcher, Maddie Cavanaugh, comes to the plate. Right-handed batter against Maddie Ray. Hiller right-hander deals. Fastball bust on the inside edge for a called strike. That ball started over the inner half and tail right at the last minute. Ran even tighter, but already had the plate coverage. Pop-up foul, going to get out of play. And Maddie Ray in front in the count. No balls and two strikes. And again, as she's wont to do this time, went beyond the head of the circle. Went clear out of the circle there. Wines and deals, 0-2. In the air, dying in right field. Going to drop down for a base hit in front of Emma Starr. Two out single. Went. Good piece of hitting by Cavanaugh. That ball wasn't over the plate. Just got the bat out and deposited the ball in the right field. Down the line, clearly fair. Two out single. First base runner of the game for either team. And third baseman Evie Buono into the batter's box. Ball hit in the air to right. Plenty of room for Starr this time. Settles under, makes the grab. Side retired. No runs, a hit, one left on. We've played one. Trinity, South Fayette, scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Jason tells me we didn't put this graphic up, so let's run the South Fayette defense here real quickly. Emma Early pitching, Maddie Cavanaugh catching. Addie Vieira at first, Liv Benacki at second, Evie Buono at third, and Emma Smith, the shortstop. Brenna Dunn, Cam Valentino, and Julia Munkittrick, the outfield from left to right. Gabby Humphreys, Trinity first baseman, stands in tall, right-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch to the plate, strokes right back off the glove of the pitcher early, scrambles, finds the ball, and throws out Humphreys. Hardest hit ball of the day, and that was coming right up the middle. That'll bring up third baseman Nina Christie. A foot to either side, and Humphreys is on base with a base hit. Christie takes a big cut, comes up empty, no balls and a strike. One out here in the Trinity second inning. Ball pop foul straight back and out of play, 0-2 the count. Winner of this game will play the Shaler-Connellsville winner, top six. Shaler leading there 5-0. Shaler is the 2 seed. 0-2 below the knees for a ball. And that was exactly where Early wanted that pitch. Tried to get Christie to chase out of the zone. Here comes the 1-2. Pulled down the line foul. That went between the perimeter fence and the goalpost. There's a term, you know, a description you don't hear in softball very often. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Four straight Trinity batters retired by Early in the defense. Fly ball to left. Medium depth coming in is Brenna Dunn. Plenty of room. Makes the catch. Two out. That ball leaked out over the plate and almost belled high. Solid contact by Christie, but left it 25 feet shy of the round tripper distance. Going to bring up catcher Alexa Zawacki. Two out. Nobody on. Zawacki hits a grounder. Third baseman Buono cuts across. A little high throw, but handled by Vieira on the back end. And the Hillers retired in order for the second straight inning. We played 1.5. Trinity nothing. South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Bottom of the second. It'll be 5-6-7 due up for South Fayette. A little delay while the Hillers, Alexa Zawacki, got the catcher's gear on. Bottom of the sixth now, Shayla with that 5-0 lead on Connellsville. Winner there, winner here meet in the second round. TBA is what the WPIL brackets say in terms of day, date, time, and location for that next round. The ball's in a strike. Maddie Ray winds and deals to the left-hander. Soft pop-up, shortstop. Sawoski comes in, catches that. One out here in the second. Shortstop Emma Smith comes on to bat now. One base runner combined between the two teams. One out into the bottom of the second inning. Smith takes a fastball just up out of the zone, ball one. The right side of the bracket, with the exception of our game, all at Plum today. Shaler Connellsville coming up at 5 o'clock. TJ and Armstrong, then West Allegheny, Greater Latrobe. Swing and a miss. Looked like Ray pulled the string on that pitch right over the heart of the plate. Count even up at 1-1. Smith out in front of that. Ray deals the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A little more heat on that pitch on the outer half. Maybe just off the edge of the plate. One ball and two strikes, says playing umpire Shannon Hawk. Foul ball right back into the midsection of the catcher. Zawacki caught the ball. It was not on the ground. That ball never went to the ground, and they're going to rule that a foul ball. That ball never hit the ground. Yeah, let's check the replay. But that foul ball off the bat right into the midsection and onto the right thigh, indeed. That should be a strikeout. That ball never hit the ground. And they are going to rule the out. Way to go. Way to go, Blue. Guys, get together and make the discussion, have the discussion, and make the call. And they made the right call. And, you know, again, here's one of the things. We have the advantage. We can show you plainly that ball never went to the turf. But they got together and got the call right. So the strikeout of Smith brings up Addy Vieira. Pop it up foul behind the first base dugout and out of play. Second strikeout of the game. Again, good job. And it's all reaction by the catcher. I mean, that's not like something you plan to do, but, I mean, the ball hit her and it rolled to her right thigh, and she trapped it there and grabbed it. Kept the ball off the ground and got the out. Ball and a strike now to Vieira. Seven hitter for Olette Stasko's South Fayette Lions. Vieira back in the box. Pops one up foul a little further up the first baseline, but still out of play. One ball, two strikes. Ray gets the sign, winds and deals. Ball hit in the air, shallow left. Coming out is the shortstop, Suhoski, backpedaling and makes the grab to end the inning. A couple of pop-outs to short, wrap around the strikeout and umpire conference. We've played two. Trinity nothing, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 16th at South Point and helps fund $13,000 in student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling fast. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
The new bullpen invites you to enjoy the best smash burgers in the area, including the Bronco, Shroom Swiss, and the Carnivore. The bullpen also features sandwiches and wraps, salads, pizza, and kids' meals. Always a great entertainment venue for the Avella, Burgettstown, and Fort Cherry areas, the new bullpen is home to live bands, karaoke, and DJ nights. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Facebook page. The Bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Top of the third inning, first pitch swinging. Riley Vienick pops one up. Foul territory, catch made. Shortstop Emma Smith gets over and after that. Vienick popped that ball up on the inner half. That rise ball, and she got underneath it. And the catch made. Second foul out off a Trinity bat. Right fielder Emma Starr to bat now. First pitch misses low and in, ball one. Shaler is up the lead now to 8-0, still batting in the sixth. Swing and a miss. If this were college ball, that game's over. One ball, one strike. If this was December 25th, it'd be Christmas, too. Check swing. Pitch misses down and in. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike to Emma Starr. Early deals. Ball popped up. Backing up is the shortstop, Smith. Just behind the baseline, actually. Makes the catch there. Shortstop's taken over here in the last couple of minutes. That's for the last five outs. Handled by fielders number six. Jonah Hartley to bat now, the designated player for Trinity. As the Hillers complete their first time through the batting order. And for their first base runner, first pitch to Hartley in the air. Drifting back, second baseman Banacki. Right fielder called her off and then dropped the ball. Munkittrick called off the second baseman at the last minute and then didn't make the catch. And with that, Hartley aboard to take us back to the top of the order. Trinity has its first base runner, courtesy of the error on the right fielder. Banacki did what you're supposed to do as an infielder, kept going back, was going, and then got called off and ducked out of the way. Just some of that was much too late on the play by Munkittrick to call it off and clear the traffic. Ball fouled off, a ball and a strike, the count on Krenzlak. Hillers with a runner at first and two down. Ball slapped up the third baseline. In and out of the hands of head coach Sean Gray. Krenzlak, 470 plus batting average, couple of home runs, five triples, good speed. Krenzlak rips one. This one's going to get down in front of the right fielder, Munkittrick. Making a big turn at second, but holding up was Hartley, a two-out single after the error. Hillers have their first base hit now. So if you tuned in today to see a perfect game or a no-hitter, don't change the channel, but you're not going to get one here. Matty Ray to bat now with two on and two out. Ray hits the first pitch into the gap in right center. It's going to die in front of Munkittrick. Jumps over her head. One run is in. Rounding third is Krenzlak, and she'll get there. Two-run double by Matty Ray, and Trinity takes a 2-0 lead. Ball split the two outfielders, Valentino and Munkittrick. And then when it hopped over Munkittrick off the turf, there was no chance that they were going to get Krenzlak. Now we have a courtesy runner at second base. Let me just check before I say that. Yeah, Ray is the pitcher. The courtesy runner, Sam Bruno, after the two-run double. Hannah Suhoski to bat now with first base open. Early's first pitch. Fastball misses outside. Both runs in already are unearned, as will anything else that would score this inning. Pop up to shallow right field, not played cleanly. Ball crushed, coming right to the broadcast booth and going to one-hop the fence. Scoring from second is Bruno. RBI double for Hannah Suhoski. Back-to-back doubles for the Hillers. It's 3-0 Trinity. That ball coming right to the broadcast booth. That'll bring up Gabby Humphreys. 3-0 Trinity, and all of this after two outs. I mean, the whole kit and caboodle. Humphreys swings and misses. No balls and a strike. All that happened so fast, I didn't even get to do my regular spiel about courtesy runners. Humphreys takes a pitch low for a ball, 1-1. Yeah, no sooner did Bruno get on second base as Suhoski was hitting the ball right at me. I was hoping this temporary fencing held, because I can't catch. Ball popped up. First base side, moving over is Vieira right at the fence, and a ball is just out of play. She was on one side of the fence, and the ball was just on the other. Count now 1-2. Trinity first baseman Gabby Humphreys back to the plate. Rocket shot back up the middle her last time up, but knocked down by pitcher Early. 1-2. Fly ball into left. Brenda Dunn is calling for it. Settles under and makes the grab, but Trinity scores three unearned runs on three straight hits after the inning should have been over. An error and one left on. We've played 2.5. Trinity 3, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Back at Pleasant Valley Elementary, right fielder Julia McKittrick to lead off for South Fayette. Pitch backs up over the plate but stays just high. A little too much humpback on that offering from Maddie Ray to get the strike call at the top there. That pitch comes up and in and hits McKittrick. Hit batter, leadoff runner aboard for South Fayette. That'll bring up Liv Benacki, the second baseman. It was Benacki and McKittrick who didn't get that shallow pop-up taken care of that left the door open. And the Hillers, seeing that open door, single, double, double, and three unearned runs across the pay station. But now the hit batter, free base, and the nine-hitter Benacki stands in. Bunt shown, bunt put down. Pitcher comes on. Ray fields it, throws to second baseman Hinkler covering. Sacrifice complete, 1-4. Runner to second and back to the top of the order. Everybody did their job. Batter did. Fielders did, the runner did, everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do. Hillers take the out, give up the base, and they'll bring up Cam Valentino. She struck out swinging. Slap hitter couldn't connect her first time up. Pitch misses outside from Maddie Ray. Valentino struck out on a pitch that was outside, but not that outside. 1-0 in the dirt, dug out by Zawacki. Two balls and no strikes. They've gone final now at Plum. Shaler, an 8-0 winner over Connellsville. So Shaler awaits the winner here. Ground ball foul wide of third. Never got to the bag. Clipped off the fence in front of the third base dugout. Two balls and a strike. Three, 5-7 games at Plum today. Change up, rolled to second. Hinkler flips to Humphreys. Second out accomplished. McKittrick goes to third on the right side ground out. Two down in the inning now. And Brenna Dunn to the plate. She grounded out to second her first time up. And again, just clean action here. Hillers give up the 60 feet, take the out at first. First pitch to Dunn, slap. Coming on as the left fielder, Beenick, goes down and makes the catch. Sinking line drive coming right at the left fielder. She's able to get down far enough and get it in the glove, as you will see. Ball just a slap swing, and laying out at the last minute to make the catch. Leadoff hit batter and a runner left on. We've played three. It's Trinity 3, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Top of the fourth, third baseman Nina Christie to lead off for Trinity. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back on the offering from Emma Early. Fillers with that three spot. Two out, nobody on. E9, single, double. Two runs in, double, and another run home in that third inning. Here's the 0-1 to the plate, popped up, foul territory. That goes straight back and out of play. 0-2 now to Christie. Other action in this bracket, 3 o'clock starts. Penn Trafford, Moon, North Hills, Baldwin, both on the left side of the bracket. Here's the 0-2. Christie, it's a ground ball pass. The pitcher, second baseman Benacki, throw to first, too high. Vieira came back, had to come off the bag, and boy, bang, bang, play at first. But the ruling by Tom Corpiel is that the first baseman was off the bag on an errant throw. E4, second error of the game on South Fayette. And that will bring up Alexis Zawacki. Zawacki puts down a beautiful bunt. Throw down to second. The second baseman was not there. They did not rotate. And the second baseman wasn't at the bag to take the throw, and everybody's safe. She had trouble with the ball behind the bag and then tried to put a tag on as well, but none of that worked. And so the Hillers have two on. Sacrifice fielder's choice, no error charge there. Sean Gray making a change, going to get us a runner. And a courtesy runner at first for the catcher. Did they say 20? I don't know that Trinity's roster gave me a 20. That's what I'm looking for. I have it on the roster, Kaylee Daneker. But I do not have a 20 on their lineup card. Kaylee Daneker is number 20, running for the catcher at first base. Now, let me just make this clear. The lineup card that I got was emailed to me this afternoon. The umpires may have gotten another one. Bunt popped up foul. Third baseman Buono had charged in. The ball went to her right and over near the entrance to the dugout. Christie at second, Daneker at first. So, again, the lineup card that I got was emailed early afternoon, and what was turned in could have Daneker listed on it. But swing and a miss. Delayed steal and out at third. Christie on the delayed steal is thrown out, 2-5 on the play. Daneker took second base on the fielder's choice. Vienick pops this one foul and out of play. Count holds it 1-2. Now from first and second, nobody out. And looking to sacrifice. And the runner at second and one out. Phoenix fouls a pitch straight back again. It's interesting the different penalties, et cetera, on lineups and things like that. In basketball, that's a technical foul. We have no such opportunity in baseball or diamond sports. Fly ball down the left field line in foul territory, going over into foul territory, making the grab is done. Now another Trinity foul out. That is the third time a Trinity batter has been retired on a foul fly ball. Two out in the inning now, and Emma Starr, the eighth hitter, comes to the plate.
Come on, Emma Starr, bring it in.
Good job by the South Fayette D here to try to slam the door. 2-1, nobody out for Trinity. An error and a sacrifice, fielder's choice, an out not recorded. Then an unforced out on the bases and a foul out. Starr pops one foul straight back, a ball and a strike. All turf surface here at Pleasant Valley Elementary. Peters Township up behind the old high school. And further up the hill behind the elementary school. Up on top of the hill. You can see a long way up here if those trees weren't all around. Off-speed pitch, not caught. Late break from second. And another unforced out on the bases. The Hillers send just four batters to the plate after getting the first two on without an out. But the inning, check that, end up with only three batters in the inning. No runs, an error, nobody left on. We've played 3.5. Your score now, Trinity 3, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Maddie Cavanaugh in the batter's box takes the first pitch for a ball. Maddie Ray deals, misses outside. Talk about trying to slam the door. You know, the first two batters reach base and you only face three batters in the inning. That's a slam door. Ball crushed to right center field, but moving over a couple of steps is Emma Starr. Good distance. And the ball a little more to right field than it looked right off the bat. But the Starr able to make the catch, one out. Cavanaugh only hit of the game so far for South Fayette. Was going for another one and going for extra bases there, but didn't get the ball down. Evie Buono stands in, takes the first pitch for a called strike. Winner will play Shaler. In the next round, the WPIL quarterfinals. We know baseball is going to next week on the quarters. Humpback changeup stays away for a ball. We don't think the plan is that softball is going to next week. We think that the plan is that those will get played this week if possible. 1-1, tapper foul, third base side. And just what we know about baseball is that for years the league has tried to make sure teams needed more than one ace pitcher, so they get pigtail and first-round games this week. That's what they want to get through this week, and then they'll play back-to-back days next week, quarter semis, setting then the third-place matchups and the championship matchups. But the idea is that teams have to have
more than one stud pitcher to go that far. Ball popped up, home plate area, going to drift out of play behind the first base dugout. The count holds at 2-2. Two base runners so far for South Fayette, 12 batters into the game. Two out single in the first by Kavanaugh. McKittrick hit by a pitch to open the third. Humpback change up just off the plate. Get a good look at that pitch. Yep, that ball ran down the batter's box line on the inside. Was never a strike. Three balls and two strikes. Here's a payoff pitch. Popped up behind third. Given run is the shortstop, Suhoski, in foul territory. Makes the catch. Outstanding running play by Suhoski. Wasn't even in the picture when we first cut to that, but just after crossing the foul line, able to reach up and make the grab for the second out. With the obvious exception of the one error that opened the door for Trinity to score three times, pretty well played game by both teams' defense. First pitch in for a strike to McKenna Galish, the designated player. She popped out to short. Middle of the ball game. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Galish fouls it, pitch straight back, and now she's in an 0-2 hole. Third baseman Christie, even with the bag. First baseman Humphreys, the same, and now maybe a step or two in front. 0-2 to the plate. Fastball misses high for a ball, 1-2. I think Bel Vernon Beaver softball coming up the next game here at Pleasant Valley. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball past the pitcher. Shortstop Suhoski, running throw. Side retired. For the second time in the ball game, South Fayette retired in order. We played four. Trinity 3, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all our spring athletes. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 8th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1982 Ringgold Rams football and the 1987-88 Waynesburg University basketball teams of yesteryear, as well as a number of special honorees. Log on now to get your tickets and join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Top of the fifth inning, bottom part of the Trinity batting order. Emma Starr was in the batter's box when the outs were accomplished at third. Starr back in with a clean count now. First pitch taken just inside for ball one. It'll be Starr, Hartley, and back to the top of the order. Emma Early winds and deals, 1-0 pitch. Misses down and in, ball two. Early did not appear to be overly a fan of that call. One advantage of doing softball broadcasts, if we push the wrong button on the ball strike count, the score bug, we can fix that. Tough to do in baseball because it's tracking pitches that way. Here comes the 3-0 to Starr, right down the middle. She'll take that for a called strike. Be unusual to see the 8 hitter get the green light there on 3-0, though leading 3-0, more likely than trailing 3-0. Early winds and deals, 3-1, swing and a miss. Here it is, hit it if you can. Emma the pitcher beat Emma the hitter on that one. Three balls, two strikes, leading off the inning. Ball fouled off. Star got just a piece of that. Delay there. Early ready now. Here's the 3-2 to the plate. Star hits it into shallow left center. Going to find turf and drop in for a leadoff single. 3-0. Then the count went full and a foul ball. 3-2. No. Soft serve single to left center field. Jonah Hartley, the designated player, will bat now. Hartley stands in, takes the first pitch for a called strike. Hartley hit the fly ball to right that was not caught in the near collision between Munkittrick and Benacki. Ball is bunted, gets to the ground. Pitcher early fields it on one hop. On the play, going up to second is Star. Hartley, that pitch, that bunt died just enough to get down away from the glove of third baseman Buono, who was diving out to try to make the play, but sacrificed 1-4. Runner to second, and back to the top of the order, Ali Krenzelak. 1-for-2 and a run scored in today's game. Trinity leading 3-0, batting in the top of the fifth. Krenzelak slaps one foul over onto the adjacent field here at Pleasant Valley Elementary. Hillers to a runner to second base with one out. Check swing. Hopefully an umpire, Shannon Hawk, ruling that went far enough around to be an offer. So now 0-2 the count. Here's the 0-2 to the plate. Misses low and away to Krenzelak. Opening game of the 2025 PIAA softball and baseball playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network. Ball stroked into left center, going to get down. Rounding third is Star and going to the plate, and she'll get there with a throw back to the infield, but no real challenge. And with that, Krenzelak digs into second, and the Hillers lead 4-0. It's a throw, really, that Valentino has no chance to get the out at the plate, but it enables Krenzelak to take a base, and we're going to get a trip to the mound. We also get a runner at second. That is Krenzelak. Yep, she was the batter. And a trip to the circle for South Fayette, maybe a pitching change. We'll check all that when we come back after this timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The new bullpen invites you to enjoy the best smash burgers in the area, including the Bronco, Shroom Swiss, and the Carnivore. The bullpen also features sandwiches and wraps, salads, pizza, and kids' meals. Always a great entertainment venue for the Avella, Burgettstown, and Fort Cherry areas, the new bullpen is home to live bands, karaoke, and DJ nights. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the bullpen Facebook page. The bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Well, this I know. Maddie Cavanaugh is going to come out from behind home plate and take over pitching. We will need to check who the new South Fayette catcher is going to be. You know, in baseball, the catcher after the last warm-up toss always runs out to the mound. They talk things over and then would turn the back and give us a shot. Are we going to get that break? We might. Looks like 24. No, maybe 29. Lexi Sipos We're going to go that route. Emma Early, 4 1/3 innings, charged with 4 runs, just 1 earned on 5 hits. Did not walk a batter, did not strike out anyone. First batter facing Kavanaugh is Maddie Ray. 2-run double in that 3-run third inning. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Krenzlak at second after the RBI single. Swing and a miss. Pitch tailing down and in. And now Ray in an 0-2 hole. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate. Ray pops it up. Foul territory. Going to drift back and out of play. Four nothing Trinity leading, batting in the top half of the fifth inning. We play 7 innings by regulation, can be shortened to 5 or 6 by a 10-run advantage. Losing team having batted at least as many innings as the leading team. Tapper in the home plate area ruled foul. That ball was behind home plate. A foul ball there. Count holds at 0-2. And Ray back into the box. Runner at second, a run in, one out. 0-2 swing and a foul tip. Strikeout for Kavanaugh, first of the game of a Trinity batter. Two out in the inning, and now Hannah Sahosky will bat. Suhoski, RBI double her last time up. Lays off the first pitch, tails away out of the zone. 1-0. Krenzlak at second. 1-0. Suhoski fouls it off out of play. Suhoski now with 23 runs batted in on the season. Thanks to Ryan DeLoya for those numbers and notes. 1-1 pitch up above the letters, 2-1. Emma Starr with a battling at bat. Little soft serve single to left center field. She was sacrificed to second. Allie Krenzlak promptly singled her home and took second on the throw. But Ray struck out after the pitching change. Here's the 2-1. Suhoski takes that away. Delayed steal. Throw into third. Not in time. Sliding underneath. Hillers are 1-for-3 on that delayed steal stuff. And now 3 balls and a strike. The count. Skied, foul territory, third baseman Buono in the coach's box makes the catch, and another foul out. This one ends the inning, but Trinity gets a run on 2 hits, a runner left on to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Trinity 4, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. South Fayette, Emma Smith, shortstop to lead off. Smith checks swing, fouls the first pitch off. South Fayette with just one hit so far in the ballgame. That a two-out single in the first inning. One other base runner. Maddie Ray winds and deals an 0-1. This is outside. A ball and a strike. Ray winds and deals the 1-1 high for ball two. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. 2-1, way up and out. Three balls and a strike now. One hit allowed. One hit batter, two strikeouts. 3-1, check swing, foul ball. That pitch was ball four, but the bat had already started and Smith couldn't stop it. And I'm guessing there's a little bit of a breeze, minor little breeze there blowing. It's gonna wobble that center field camera a little bit. Swing and a miss. Good job to come back here for Maddie Ray, get her third strikeout of the game. Seven straight retired by Ray in the Trinity defense. One out here in the fifth. Addie Vieira, the first baseman, to bat now. Pitch in for a called strike. Vieira, one of just a few South Fayette softball players who were part of that basketball championship run. Vieira takes a fastball up and in for a ball, 1-1 to count. Coming up shortly on online audio coverage, McGuffey and Shadyside baseball action from West Mifflin. Pitch misses down and away, ball two, 2-1. Vieira swings and hits a fly ball to right. Coming in is Starr on the move. Right fielder makes the grab right over into the camera setup. Coming right over there. 3, foul out for the second out of the inning. Munkittrick coming to the plate now. Hit by a pitch, her only at bat. Up back changeup, misses for ball one. The Lions batter number 17 here with the two out in the bottom of the fifth. Ball ripped but foul. And goes between the coaching box and the perimeter fence. Now ball and a strike to count on Munkittrick. Pitch into turf, bounces to catcher Zawacki. 2-1. Maddie Ray looking for her third three up, three down inning. Here's the 2-1. Roller, shortstop going to come. Suhoski rifles it across and ends the inning. You'll see this ball get past the pitcher, Maddie Ray, and when it does, then coming quickly, and Suhoski makes a great play to end the frame. Three up, three down, go the Lions. We played five, Trinity four, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, putting work, finally got it sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Top of the sixth inning, and Gabby Humphreys takes a pitch inside for a ball to start the Trinity sixth. Humphreys swings and fouls a pitch straight back, out of play. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Second inning for Maddie Cavanaugh. Swing and a miss. Cavanaugh came on in relief of Emma Early, the starter. Early gave up all four runs and five Trinity hits. Could have been treated to a better fate. Humphreys pops one up right at second baseman Banacki. Makes the catch, one down. One out here in the Trinity six, Nina Christie.
Up next for Trinity, number 22, third baseman, Nina Christie.
Christie's been at bat twice. Just, we mentioned that South Fayette, 17 batters through five innings now complete. Trinity, 21 batters, but they've been able to cash in the people they got on base. Ball popped up foul, that's going to get behind the third base dugout and out of play. So for Trinity, four runs, five hits, two runners left on. South Fayette, no runs, one hit, two runners left on base. Here comes the 0-1 to Christie. Pops this up foul. That's going to get out of play over on the adjacent field. Trinity retired their first eight batters in a row were set down, and number nine should have been on a pop-up to right that wasn't caught. And single, double, double, Trinity had three unearned runs on the board. Fastball up and away from Cavanaugh, misses the zone. One ball, two strikes. Christie back in. Cavanaugh's pitch beating the ground foul up the third base side. Another foul ground ball booted by Sean Gray in the coach's box. Christie 0 for 2 at the plate. Stands back in. 1-2 pitch. One hopper to the first base, second baseman Banacki. He handles that. That was get it in the glove or get hit by it. And Banacki uses the leather to get the out. Two down. All four batters Cavanaugh faced have been retired. That'll bring up Alexa Zawacki, the catcher. Zawacki 0 for 1. Plus a sacrifice play in which she reached base when the fielder's choice at second did not record an out. Ball fouled off to the backstop screen. Swacky ground out to third and that bunt in her two plate appearances. Cavanaugh's 0-1 to the plate, swing and a miss. Swacky underneath, pitch just above the waist. Cavanaugh giving the Lions every chance that she can. Go five up, five down. Fastball above the shoulders for a ball, 1-2. And eight straight retired to start the ball game. Trinity's last four batters retired in order. Cavanaugh's pitch fouled off the fence in front of the first base dugout. I mentioned earlier Trinity Athletic Director Ricky Rich, South Fayette Athletic Director Mark Keener right in the center of the shot there. In the green. Of course, South Fayette athletic director probably should be wearing green. There's another 1-2. Strike three looking. And Kavanaugh indeed sets down the side in order. That's her second strikeout. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Trinity 4, South Fayette, bottom of the sixth. Trinity 4, South Fayette nothing. In the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 16th at South Point and helps fund $13,000 in student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling fast. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Back at Pleasant Valley Elementary, opening round of the WPIL 5A softball playoffs. Maddie Ray loosening up. Delay here again. Alexa Zawacki was the Trinity catcher, the last batter, so second time today that she has been the last out. So a little delay there. 9-1-2 to bat for South Fayette. The Lions have been eerily quiet in the batter's box. Again, just two base runners, and one of them was a gift. Pitch misses low and away from Maddie Ray. South Fayette average scoring 9 runs a game. And look down the stretch here in their wins, 8, 9, 18, 9, 9, and 5. And in their losses, 12, 4, 4, 5, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Ball coming right at us. One hop the fence. Played by the center fielder, Krenzlak. Throw back in quickly. Second hit of the ball game. This is Liv Banacki with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the sixth. That ball, I don't know, 6 feet away from me here. Just about that. Nine hitter opens the game with a base, or the inning with a base hit. Offensive conference taken by Olette Stasko. 4-0 Trinity leads. Valentino stands in. She's 0-for-2. A strikeout and a ground out. Puts down a bunt. Third baseman Christie. Throw to first is high and goes down the line and goes past the right fielder Starr. Batter is out. Everybody's going back. It's going to be an out. Batter was out of the box on contact. Can we get back to the bunt there, Jason? I don't know. The ball got thrown away, but home plate umpire Shannon Hawk calling that batter out of the box on contact. So Valentino is called out. Oh, yeah, her left foot, left-handed batter, her left foot was in front of home plate, clear across. Grounder to third. Christie across the diamond. This time to throw on the money. Now a runner to third. Banacki goes there on this sacrifice, but two out in the inning now. So a huge mistake at the plate, and certainly if you watch major college softball at all, about 3 years ago, that became a huge point of emphasis for umpires' focus. And you can't be out of the batter's box, and she clearly was. Intentional walk to Maddie Kavanaugh. Intention to walk to Kavanaugh, and Evie Buono into the box. Takes the first pitch for a ball. She's 0 for 2, fly out to right, and a foul out to shortstop Suhoski. Pitch misses low. Two balls and no strikes. First time in the game, South Fayette has two runners aboard in the same inning. Ball stroke to right field, over toward the line goes Starr, handles the line drive, and ends the inning. A leadoff double, two runners left on base. We go to the seventh, Trinity 4, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The new bullpen invites you to enjoy the best smash burgers in the area, including the Bronco, Shroom Swiss, and the Carnivore. The bullpen also features sandwiches and wraps, salads, pizza, and kids' meals. Always a great entertainment venue for the Avella, Burgettstown, and Fort Cherry areas, the new bullpen is home to live bands, karaoke, and DJ nights. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the bullpen Facebook page. The bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
We go to the seventh, 4-0 Trinity. We'll get you a scoring recap following the game. Take you through the ball game. We'll recognize our player of the game as well. Maddie Kavanaugh finishing up her warm-up tosses. Golden opportunity there for South Fayette, especially with the ball misplayed, but there was no doubt whatsoever on our replay that Cam Ballantino was clearly completely out of the batter's box with one foot right out in front of home plate. Riley Vienick leads off the Trinity seventh, swings the first pitch to Hopper. The shortstop throw to first is not nearly in time. That ball hit the ground the second time, and Vienick's got it without a problem. Ball got by the third baseman. Buono tried to cut it off and didn't get it. And when it got through on the second hop to Smith, Vienick with a leadoff single. Well, now the Pillars are going to make a change. I'm going to guess it's going to be at the plate. A bat for Starr. Ava Montgomery going to come on and bat. It is indeed Ava Montgomery coming to the plate here. Now leading 4-0. Bring a bat in off the bench. Montgomery kind of chops at a bunt and fouls it off to the backstop screen. Got to think through a couple of things there. When you get to this stage, you bat for your eight hitter with a pinch hitter. You think maybe you bring somebody in with some pop, already leading 4-0. Montgomery bunts the ball, took the pitch, I think. Foul ball? Nope, not a foul ball. Nope. Just a strike. Did not get a bat on it. Ball in and out of the glove of catcher Lexi Sipos. Count is 0-2. And now Montgomery in the pinch hit at bat. And puts the bunt down. Picked up by third baseman Buono. Throw to first is not in time and not caught. Pillars will end up runners at the corners. A little low, but that's a ball that Eddie Vieira has got to get the glove on, I believe. We'll get another look at that perhaps. See if we can't back that up. And now.
No, it's an error on the catcher.
All right, we'll get a look at it here. The bunt put down, the third baseman makes the throw, and it's off the mark, so an E5, my apologies. Sacrifice E5, and a conference in the circle, an offensive timeout as well. The third error on South Fayette today. So Vienick ended up at third.
And now batting for Trinity, number 21, designated player, Donna Hartley.
Emma Starr re-enters the game running at first base. And Jonna Hartley into the batter's box. Two on and nobody out. Fastball down the middle for a called strike. Starr steals second without a look. Well, this situation should look familiar to Trinity. They had two on and nobody out in the fourth and ended up with only three batters. Hillers are certainly hopeful that history doesn't repeat itself. Hartley reached on an error and put down a sacrifice bunt. Runners at second and third, nobody out. Hartley swings, drops one into center field, going to get down. One run is in. Going to be first and third. Big turn at first. And getting back into first is Hartley. 5-0 Trinity. And on the play, Starr goes into third. Venick scores. Venick would have scored anyway on that base hit, so we'll make that an earned run. Yeah, Sean Gray right back to the lineup card again. Trinity up 5-0, and I think Hartley's going to be lifted. And Sam Bruno now officially in the game. She was a courtesy runner earlier, but now Bruno runs at first and becomes the designated player. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. First pitch to the plate to Allie Krenzlak is fouled off. Single, sacrifice E5, RBI single. A run in, 5-0 Hillers. Krenzlak. 2-for-3 today. All of that against the starter, Emma Early. This pitch misses high and away. Stolen base. Unchallenged by Bruno. Krenzlak is the last batter that Kavanaugh to face going through the batting order. 1-1. Misses high. 2-1. Runners at second and third for Trinity. Top of the seventh and nobody out. A run already in. Kavanaugh deals. Krenzlak takes up and away for a ball. Well, you can see Kavanaugh making her way back to the circle, talking to herself. Krenzlak swings and misses. Good location there from Kavanaugh in the strike zone, but outer half of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes a payoff pitch. Krenzlak hits it in the air to left. Dunn coming over. A shortstop into foul territory. Smith, and a ball drops about halfway between the two. Drops as a harmless foul ball. Kavanaugh to bring another 3-2 pitch. Krenzlak with another opportunity to drive at least a run in. Here comes the 3-2. Stroked to center. Coming on. Unable to make the catch is Valentino. One run is in. And now runner trapped between second and third. Throw to the plate. Kavanaugh covering the dish. Gets the out on the play. Krenzlak ends up at third base. So now one out in the inning, the second run is in. It's now 6-0 Trinity. Krenzlak with their second RBI of the game. Batter is Maddie Ray. Swing and a miss, no balls and a strike. Kavanaugh deals. Ray pops it up. Home plate area back behind the screen and out of play. now 0-2. Three hits in the inning, plus a sacrifice and an error. But another runner for Trinity cut down. Unforced on the bases. Here's the 0-2. Ray measures that, takes it away for a ball. 1-2. Trinity, 3 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 already in here in the sixth, and a runner at third with just one out. Fastball goes to the backstop, scrambling for the plate is Krenzlak, and will score on the wild pitch. That'll clear the bases, but the Hillers add their seventh run of the ball game. And no chance there for Sipos. That ball went way over the top. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Ray, takes it low to fill the count. South Fayette to this point has had two hits, four total base runners through six innings, and Trinity now leads 7-0. Swing and a miss. Ray down on strikes for the second time against Kavanaugh. That's the right-hander's third strikeout since coming on to get the final two outs of the fifth inning. And now Hannah Suhoski to bat. 1-for-3 afternoon. RBI double back in the third. Pop up, foul territory. Smith giving chase, makes the grab in foul ground to end the inning. Second time Suhoski has popped out over in foul territory. The Hillers add three runs in the inning on three hits. There was one error, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Your score, Trinity 7, South Fayette nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Maddie Ray loosening in the circle. South Fayette needs seven runs before the third out is registered. It is a sizable hill for the Lions to climb. These two teams both finished tied for second in their section. Trinity a game back of Thomas Jefferson, the defending PIAA champion. South Fayette two games back of West Allegheny, the West A squad, seated number 3 in the bracket. Fly ball to left center field. Vinick, the left fielder, calls for it, makes the grab. One pitch, one out here in the seventh. Going to bring up shortstop Emma Smith as McKenna Galish, the designated player, retired. Ray winds and deals. First pitch for a called strike. Smith, a strikeout. Both times up in the second and in the fifth. It was Smith's first strikeout of the game. Ball popped in the air to center. Hit pretty well, but Krenzlak with 25 feet in front of the fence makes the grab for the second out. Just to finish up that point about Smith, it was her foul tip back into the body of Zawacki that bounced off the midsection and down onto the right thigh, and Zawacki trapped it there. Originally called just a foul ball, but the officials discussed it, talked it over, and realized that that ball never went to the ground and was indeed a strikeout. Addie Vieira takes the first pitch for a strike. Two out, nobody on for South Fayette. Changeup stays way high. Maddie Ray crafting an outstanding afternoon in the circle, allowing the defense to do its job. And the Hillers put up seven runs. Fly ball to left. Vinick calls for it, makes the grab, The side retired, and the ball game is over. South Fayette, again, for the fourth time in the game, retired in order. Your final score, Trinity 7, South Fayette nothing. Recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Elementary, where Trinity has advanced to the WPIL quarterfinals. The Hillers will take on Shaler. The Shaler Titans, an 8-0 win over Connellsville. Trinity, you see on the line score there, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 left on. South Fayette, no runs, 2 hits. Guilty of 3 errors, and you'll hear momentarily that those played a crucial part in the Trinity win here. South Fayette left the four runners they had in the game stranded on base. We go to the let's recap the ball game. Two outs into the Trinity third inning, nobody on, and Jonna Hartley lofts a fly ball to right that confusion between the second baseman and right fielder, and finally the second baseman ducked out of the way. The right fielder had the ball in the glove and lost it. E9. Allie Krenzlak then singled to put runners at first and second. Maddie Ray with a two-run double to the fence in left, and Hannah Suhoski with an RBI double. And just like that, Trinity went from not having anybody on, first eight batters retired in order, to all of a sudden three unearned runs across the board and a 3-0 lead. Stayed that way to the top of the fifth, leadoff single for Emma Starr, sacrificed to second by Hartley. Allie Krenzlak with an RBI single. Trinity led 4-0. And we go then to the top of the seventh inning. Riley Vienick led off with a base hit. Sacrifice bunt put down by Ava Montgomery with two strikes. The ball thrown away at first base. The Hillers ended up with runners at the corners. Emma Starr checked back into the game. She stole second. And Hartley with a base hit to drive in Vienick and move Starr to third. And then Allie Krenzlak with a base hit that scored Starr. And on the play, Hartley pinch runner Sam Bruno tried to come around and score as well, and she was thrown out on a rundown at the plate. And a wild pitch then allowed Krenzlak to come around to score the game's final run. Here are your totals. Trinity, 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 2 left on. South Fayette, no runs on just 2 hits, 2 out single in the first, leadoff double in the sixth. And that potential rally was thwarted when the very next batter stepped in front of home plate while bunting and was out of the box and retired there. And the Lions never did get that run across. Again, South Fayette, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors and 4 left on, and you heard the errors extended the third inning to begin with. The third out with nobody on, the ball was dropped, and Trinity went single, double, double, and 3 runs across there. And then the sacrifice in the seventh, ball thrown away, and Emma Starr ended up scoring after reaching base there, despite willing to give herself up on a bunt, and South Fayette could not recover, and Trinity improves to 12-9 overall and heading on to take on Shaler in the next round of the WPIL 5A softball playoffs. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Four of Trinity's seven runs today are unearned, but there was nothing earned or unearned allowed by our player of the game. That is winning pitcher Matty Ray. Crafted a really dandy performance this afternoon in the circle. Seven innings, no runs, two hits, only once allowed two base runners in the same inning. Walked one, that was intentional to put the second runner on base in the sixth. Hit one batter and struck out three, and is our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game, Trinity's Matty Ray. And Trinity improves to 12-9. The Hillers win for the just the second time in their last four and the fourth time in their last seven, but on the plus side now. But all that matters now is you win. And the Hillers will face elimination, as will Shaler in the next round, to go on to the state tournament. Only the winner of that will have the chance to do that in this 5A bracket. The top four will advance, but you got to get to the semifinals to be one of those top four. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By the new bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella, home of the area's best smash burgers and so much more. By the Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McGuffey Baseball taking on Shadyside Academy right now on WJPA.com. That in the 3A preliminary round. Tomorrow we have five games on the WJPA Sports Network, including Avella, California, and Charleroi Baseball, all online at WJPA.com with NFHS video, plus WJPA AM and online coverage of Bentworth and McGuffey softball action from West Mifflin. And all of that is weather permitting, with a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Thanks to both head coaches, to Brian Geyer, Justin Powles, and all the folks here at Pleasant Valley Elementary, including Joe Mays. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, videographer Brett Gambita, studio producer Jacob Gnisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. From Peters Township in the opening round of the WPIL 5A Girls Softball Playoffs, your final score, Trinity 7, South Fayette nothing. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.